And I'm not a great aficionado of YA fiction, young adult fiction. And so I'm hesitant to pass judgment on a YA novel. But I will say that I picked up Sally Partridge, very well-known South African YA author, picked up her latest Sea Star Summer with some trepidation because I wasn't sure, you know, how I was going to respond to it. And I was hooked from page one. I was absolutely hooked until the end, which is on page 187. And it tells the story of Naomi. Naomi's 16. She's just finished grade 10, so she's got 2 years of school left. And she's off. She's a single child. She's off with her fairly comfortably off Cape Town parents in their Porsche SUV to Jeffreys Bay for a holiday. Like the sort of holidays that they normally have, and she's expecting to do nothing but read and stay away from people because she's not good in company. She doesn't particularly enjoy company, not the company of her parents. She doesn't get on well with other pupils at school. She just wants to read the classics, learn the classics. Jeffreys Bay at least changes things. There's something magical about the place, and she encounters Elise on the beach. Elise, father's is a long distance truck driver. They come from Centurion. They're not staying in a luxury B&B the way that Naomi and her parents are, and they're four kids, and they're living in a caravan in the caravan park. So a very, very different background, very different approach to life. They become friends, and Elise starts pulling Naomi out of her shell. They're complications because despite the fact that Naomi is incredibly shy and wants to hide away from people, she's obviously, from the outside, quite good to look at. And so there's a beautiful blonde surfer boy who takes an interest in her, and Elise's brother, who's dark and saturnine and motorbike riding, he also takes an interest in her. So there are all sorts of complications, and they are mostly resolved. Sally Partridge is on the line to us now. Hello, Sally.
Hi, John. I just wanted to let you know that I'm also wearing slippers, but I'm sure yours aren't thick and fluffy like mine.
No, mine are tan and fluffy, but they are fluffy. I mean, how does a novel like this start? Does it start with a character? Does it start with a location? Does it start with a picture in your mind?
I think this particular story started in a location. My partner's parents live in Jeffreys Bay, and we go there as often as we can. I think in 2019, we went four times in 1 year. So it's really a magical place for me. And because it's part of my love story, it was always going to be a love story. You know, I knew from my first visit that I was going to write a book set there. And I think, I started writing the story about a fashionista from Johannesburg who falls in love with a surfer, and it never worked out. And then one night, you know, we were having dinner at the Valskipper restaurant, which is this lovely beach shack, you know, sand between your toes restaurant on the beach. And just outside, there's this beautiful crescent moon of sand. It's a little private beach surrounded by dunes, and there were these two teenage girls having the time of their life, and it was twilight, the sky was pink, and the sea was silver. And I thought, well, this is the reason why I'm struggling to write this story, because I don't want to write the story between, you know, a surfer and a fashionista from Joburg. I want to write this story. And from there, I wrote it in a few months.
And that story is in the book. Elise and Naomi have exactly such an evening.
Yes, everything that happens in the book, it features all my favorite places in Jeffreys Bay. So it's almost like taking a little miniature holiday to Jeffreys Bay yourself while you're reading it. Everything is real. So all the places are real.
Yeah. Are there rules? Are there certain things that you're supposed to include or exclude in YA? I mean, how governed by a paradigm is the genre?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, if you want to have your book prescribed in schools, then certainly, you know, there are certain things you're going to have to stay away from, like swearing and, you know, graphic bedroom scenes. I can't believe I'm saying that on Cape Talk. But if you think about it, it's quite a strange genre because, you know, when I was growing up, I read Stephen King novels like Stand By Me, and which was actually a short story, It's Salem's Lot, and even Carrie, and all the protagonists are teenagers. You know, books like Cujo, I can't remember what the book about the car was, but Oh, Christine, all his protagonists were teenagers. There wasn't an adult to be seen, you know, unless they were bad guys. And if he wrote those novels today, they would probably be classified as young old fiction just because the protagonists are teenagers. It's quite strange.
And that's it. I mean, if a book is about, if the central character is a teenager, or the central characters, as in this one, are teenagers, then it's YA.
Well, that's how, you know, my novels were yeah. classified. Obviously, it depends on the tone and the theme as well. You know, I recently read My Dark Vanessa, which, you know, the protagonist is a child, but it's definitely not a children's book. So it obviously depends on the theme as well.
By the way, I'll be reviewing My Dark Vanessa at around 20 past four this afternoon. I read that book and I'm still trying to work out what I think about it. And then, okay, so you have this idea, teenage girls, and then the central character, Naomi, the difficulty that she has in getting on with her peers, basically the difficulty she has in getting on with their parents, but then all 16-year-olds have difficulty getting on with their parents. How do you, are you one of these writers whose characters form themselves and kind of take over your attempt to control, or do you have a reasonably clear idea before you start of who Naomi is, what her background is, and how she is going to blossom and change in this holiday, in this magical place?
Look, I mean, if, you know, I've had the same question before when I've written from the perspective of teenage boys. Some of the, you know, the feelings and the emotions that you're describing are universal. Everybody knows what betrayal feels like. Everybody knows what first love feels like. Everybody knows what, you know, discovering who you are for the first time feels like. So it's not, you know, it's not a stretch. You know, I'm not reaching for anything. I mean, I, you know, growing up, you know, I struggled at school. You know, I was quite precocious and outspoken and opinionated, and I didn't fit in with people. So you draw on a lot of that experience as well. I mean, ask me to write a book about, you know, the most popular girl at school with a circle of 20 friends. I won't be able to.
Somebody in the WhatsApp says, how is this book different from the hundreds of boy meets girl stories? Well, in this one, in the end, it's more a case of girl meets girl than boy meets girl. And that's, I mean, it's just so wonderful to read a book where that possibility in a relationship is dealt with as if it's something completely natural. Of course, as Elise and Naomi start to look at each other as something potentially more than friends, they're aware that their parents, their families are not going to be entirely okay with it. But in terms of the way it's presented in the book, it's fine. It's just like another relationship, a holiday romance, which might or might not last.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And also the love aspect, it's not the point of the novel. You know, it's not a romance novel per se. It's a book about self-discovery and self-awareness and being in a place away from your peers and, you know, parental control and parental expectation, and being able to actually identify and realize your own feelings and your own wants and needs, you know, and also, you know, identifying the reasons why you've made certain decisions in the past based on what you're actually about. So it's really about Naomi's self-discovery.
And to kind of answer the listener's question, how's this book different from the hundreds of boy meets girl stories? It's in the quality of the characterization. It's in the quality of the writing, the description of what happens internally and externally to the characters. It's in the quality of the writing about the locale and the evocation of atmosphere and mood. You know, those things make a book special. If those things are handled well, then it doesn't matter whether it's a boy meets girl or boy wants to meet girl, but girl would prefer to meet girl, or whatever, you know, however complicated the plot is. What matters is the quality of the characterizations and the quality of the writing. And in the case of Sea Star Summer, those are excellent.
Thank you very much, John.
It is a pleasure. I mean, what's the market like? I mean, it's not the best time to have a book out there because you're not able to do the launches and the normal things that one would do to market a book and make people aware of it. Is YA generally a genre in South Africa where You sell a decent amount of books, or is it a bit of a sort of backward creeper?
I think the wonderful thing about YA is its crossover appeal. So I think the majority of people, you know, I have young fans, I do engage with young fans and talk at a lot of schools and meet young people who have read my books. But I think a lot of the readers are adults, men and women as well. And being unable to go visit schools now and go on tour and do launches and festivals and things like that, I've actually joined Instagram. You know, I'm very much against social media for privacy reasons, but I've now joined Instagram and I'm starting to engage with bookstagrammers who do these beautiful little vignettes of the books that they're reading. And a lot of it is YA fiction. So I'm actually doing an Instagram book tour at the moment where readers write a little review, but they also create these beautiful images. And I'm enjoying it very much.
Good. And I enjoyed Seesaw Summer very much, and I hope it does as well as it deserves to do. Sally Partridge, the author of Sea Star Summer.